Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to WDRB Media, the voice of the community, the only station giving you double the information and inspiration. You're listening to Community Inspirations with Dr. K, and I'm your host, Dr. K. My name is Dr. Catherine Addo, and I'm a nonprofit business consultant with over 23 years of experience in forming and growing nonprofit organizations. I'm also a community leader engaged in initiatives that make the world a better place. Today's show sponsor is STC Consulting LLC, providing nonprofit consulting services that include startup information, board training, and technology support. STC Consulting LLC brings the vision for your nonprofit to life. Well, welcome again to the show. We're continuing our series today, Shine the Light Community Leaders Showcase, where we're spotlighting people engaged in initiatives that positively impact our communities. Many of our featured leaders and speakers are nonprofit professionals and neighbors who are committed to community service. Today, we're shining the light on Dr. Pamela Palmer, who has 30 years of service in the nonprofit community. Dr. Palmer is currently an assistant professor at High Point University in High Point, North Carolina, where she teaches nonprofit leadership and management. Additionally, she was the founder and director of the Nonprofit Leadership Enhancement Program at High Point University. Dr. Palmer is affiliated with the North Carolina Center for Nonprofits, whose mission is to educate, connect, and advocate for North Carolina nonprofits. And finally, she's an experienced grant writer who facilitates seminars around the state. I need for you to stay tuned. Dr. Palmer will share more about her work and community contributions when we shine the light. You're listening to Community Inspirations with Dr. K, and I'm your host, Dr. K. You're tuned in to WDRB Media, the voice of the community.
Are you a small business owner in need of professional bookkeeping and financial consulting services? SMD Business Finance LLC is the business for you. Call them today at 704-905-2823 and get the information you need to make smart financial decisions for your business.
Welcome back to WDRB Media, the voice of the community, and those streaming live through WDRBmedia.com and iHeartRadio.com. You're listening to Community Inspirations with Dr. K, and I'm your host, Dr. K. If you're just tuning in, I'm featuring Dr. Pamela Palmer here on Shine the Light series. And Dr. Palmer, we want to welcome you to Community Inspirations with Dr. K.
Thank you, Dr. K, for having me today.
Absolutely. It is our pleasure. So when I feature folks on the show who are sharing about their lives, I do like to ask the question about how you got started in community service. So can you share with us a little bit about how you got started doing the work that you're doing?
Well, you know, when I think back as to how I got started doing community service, I think back to when I was probably in middle school, and I had the opportunity. We lived in an apartment community, and I was a part of some young people, some children, helping out with an event that we were having. Mm-hmm. And the long and short of that was the property manager brought some of us together. And then we planned like a fun day in the mm-hmm. neighborhood. Well, of course, at the time, I didn't know that that had anything to do with
right.
community development or
exactly.
nonprofit management or human services or any of that. Mm-hmm. So I would have to date that back to when I was probably a teenager.
Yeah.
Fast forward, I started graduate school at North Carolina A&T in 1996. And prior to that, or at the same time, I was hired as the program evaluator for Davidson County Smart Start.
Okay.
Which is a county extension of North Carolina, the North Carolina Partnership for Children.
Okay.
And so in that role, I was charged with evaluating anywhere from 20 to 25 programs a year. And it was the early days of Smart Start, so we were figuring out things on the ground. And I had a dual evaluation role. I was a Frank Porter Graham, which is at UNC Chapel Hill, evaluator of daycare centers.
Okay.
And I was the overall program evaluator for the programs in Davidson County that came by way of Smart Start funding.
Okay.
Then after that, and I still was kind of, you know, I was a business major. I was thinking I would work in marketing and market research, you know. Even when I went to grad school, I thought I would be a corporate trainer.
Right.
You know, so this whole idea of working in the nonprofit sector and, you know, doing work in the nonprofit arena was all new to me. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, I started grad school and was offered a graduate assistantship with a Kellogg funded project through the School of Agriculture at North Carolina A&T. Shout out to any Aggies.
Go
out
Aggies.
There. So I was fortunate enough. I had a great mentor. Her name was Dr. Shirley Calloway, and now Dr. Shirley Calloway Pope. Anyway, I learned about community development through that grad assistantship. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, you know, people make a living doing this type of work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just hooked. I got hooked. I took an adult education class. It was called Community Adult Education at A&T with Dr. Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
And those of you who know anything about adult ed and the program at A&T, her name is attached to that. As kind of the founder, first faculty, and all that of that program, if I remember correctly.
Wonderful.
But anyway, I took a class with her, and it started to make more sense. And I began to hone my skills, and it just was a natural fit. It started to feel more natural to go out in communities and talk to people about what they need and to utilize my gifts and talents at that time, and some knowledge to use that to help communities.
Yes.
And so I transitioned from community service as that teenager into community development.
Yes.
And I started to learn about CDCs, community development corporations.
Yes.
I began to understand what a nonprofit structure could do in communities that had limited resources. You know, so I worked with that graduate assistantship program, and also that was a part of cooperative extension. A&T is a land grant institution. It has a cooperative extension division department within the School of Agriculture, and I learned from a lot of those folks there, and decided I would resign from that graduate assistantship and go and teach at High Point University.
Awesome.
So I was recruited by Dr. Marianne Bush, who was a tenured faculty member at High Point, and they needed a visiting instructor to teach nonprofit courses.
Wow.
And I was, you know, hired to do that.
Wow.
And I did that and have done that for about 23 years.
And you know, it's interesting because I think about the scripture that talks about your gift making room for you. And certainly, you know, just listening to you share how this all started kind of falling into place, you can really see that happening. I was introduced to community service really as a kid. My mom was a volunteer in the community. I was at her elbow the whole time. That's all I can really ever think about, really, about my childhood. It always had this component of community service, giving back, and understanding that it was kind of an obligation that we have to do better, help our community do better. But I did not see it as a career. So I can relate.
I agree.
I can relate with
yes.
you. But once I got introduced to community development, that was it for me. It was just like I found my lane.
Right.
And so it is very, very powerful. Why is doing this type of work important to you?
It's important because the nonprofit sector is a significant part of our economic development or economic development in communities. Mm-hmm. And we know, you and I know, right, that nonprofit organizations fill the gap for programs that the government either dissolves in some cases or establishes specifically for nonprofit organizations to implement or to partner with them to implement. So, you know, the sector is government, nonprofits, and business.
Right.
We're taught that and trained to understand that. And the nonprofit organizations in particular in North Carolina, you know, they contribute, we contribute significantly to what happens in terms of profit and loss. And so it's important not only for, I think, me to continue, but also for others to get involved in not just the charity, the public charity emphasis that nonprofit organizations have, but to go a little deeper and to understand the economic impact of nonprofit organizations and communities. So while it is a career for me, for some it's lay work, you know, and but I think that regardless of where you might fit into the mix, whether you are volunteering on a board or you are in your community like your mom and just want to do something to help the community, or whether you might be like yourself and myself where this has become a social entrepreneurial endeavor. You know, kind of back to your question around why should I, why should we continue? Because we need these organizations.
Absolutely. I'm in total agreement. So I noticed that there's also, as your work has grown, you've moved into nonprofit leadership. That's something that's also very important to me. So talk to us a little bit about what you do in that area and why is that important? I meet a lot of people in my work who are ready to start nonprofit organizations. And while it's pretty easy for us to file pieces of paper, the real glue to the success of the nonprofit is the leadership.
Yes.
And the relationships that develop between people. So I know how important this is, but what would you share about nonprofit leadership? And if someone was thinking about starting a nonprofit organization, what would they need to be thinking about as it relates to leadership?
Well, as far as leadership goes, I am in the process of writing a book, and the book does have the focus is attributes of a leader of a nonprofit. And the way in which I've crafted it or beginning to put pen to paper is around kind of the C's of leadership, or the some signs of a individual who might want to pursue leading a nonprofit. And the way in which I'm framing the book, and also how I would answer that question is that I think that people who want to start nonprofits and lead them, they should be coachable, that they should be competent. I think that they should have confidence, and they should be creative, and they should seek to be credible. And so there's this formula that I have around these signs or these attributes of a leader of a nonprofit. And so the book will be a self-help kind of a book, not a textbook, but something that a person could pick up and really just kind of think about whether or not they bring these qualities or these attributes to the table as they're trying to go through that journey of completing all the documentation and submitting their information to the Secretary of State's office and submitting their information to the IRS. Before we get to all the paperwork, I do think we should encourage people, and I'm doing that now while we're talking on this show, but to think introspectively about who am I and what do I bring and consider, you know, these signs that I'm talking about or these attributes that I'm talking about.
That's great. I will be ready to get that book myself. I think it's going to be something that's very helpful for a lot of people. I have a known bias about grassroots initiatives, and oftentimes folks come with the passion. They come sometimes with the people. Sometimes they come with the resources that are needed, but they may still not have the experience and leadership that helps them be coachable, competent, confident, creative, and credible. And they may have some of those things and not all of those things. And truth be told, I think it's been very difficult for folks to know where to go to build their skills. So it's been great. I was excited to meet you when I first met you a couple of years ago and to know that, oh my gosh, there's somebody actually teaching these courses at the college level. So talk a little bit too about just, you know, I guess your work as a professor and how that's informing kind of what you're doing in this new season and this new relationships or expanding relationships you have with the North Carolina Center for Nonprofits and other organizations that are in place that help with advocacy and capacity building. And just how are you finding yourself connecting into all of that now? Because I would say we're just in a different kind of season for nonprofits than I've ever seen in the last 20 plus years. I'm excited about it and things are moving kind of quickly, but I just wanted to get your thoughts about, you know, where you are and how all of this connects up for you.
So if I could kind of focus on the academic side of leading and managing nonprofits, I was fortunate enough to be introduced to a college curriculum specifically related to the topic. And I wasn't aware that such a thing existed. Nonprofit management education probably started to surface as such in the mid-80s. Not that there were not courses being taught on college campuses, but not a lot. And you rarely, if at all, would even find or could even find a four-year degree in nonprofit leadership and management. And when I began teaching in a college classroom, we did not have a four-year degree at that time. It was a human relations degree, and then there was a concentration in nonprofit services, nonprofit management. And over the years, so that was 1998 when I became a college professor, if you will. And then over the years, we evolved into creating not only an undergraduate degree in nonprofit leadership and management, but we created a master's degree in nonprofit management. So so I was a part of that, creating both of those curriculums. And we relied on some of the information and research that was conducted by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation with some institutions that were considered pioneers in this subject matter. So we took those, in my role as an academic, we took those competencies and we created the four-year degree and the master's program.
Awesome.
And then I began to meet other academics that were doing this work. Now, when I was recruited and hired as a college instructor or professor, there was not there were not a lot of textbooks. You know, there wasn't a lot of, you know, formal information, and the people that were teaching it, teaching the subject, had not started a nonprofit. They had not run a nonprofit. Right. And mm-hmm. I came in, like I said, through community development. Mm-hmm. So I had spent time working with grassroots CDCs mm-hmm. and grassroots folks who were trying to figure out how to make their communities mm-hmm. better, if you will,
yes.
or enhance resources in their mm-hmm. communities.
Mm-hmm.
And they were basically following their hearts
yes.
and trying to make a difference mm-hmm. and using common sense to see a problem in their community that needed to be addressed, mobilizing people to come together to address the problem
mm-hmm.
and then deciding, hey, we need a structure
right.
to put this in
uh-huh.
so that we're credible.
Mm-hmm.
Therein lies the creation of a nonprofit
right.
in some cases.
Uh-huh.
And so I found myself in academia and going off to some of the conferences for individuals like myself at that time in the classroom. I found that it was pretty theoretical and mm-hmm. There weren't a lot of us in academia at the time
mm-hmm.
that had the kind of grassroots background that I had at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now you'll find
yes.
that a lot of them do.
Practitioners.
Right, they're practitioners or pracademics,
yeah.
we like to call ourselves. But yeah, so this whole idea of having the opportunity to earn a college degree
mm-hmm.
in this field is mm-hmm. still rare.
Uh-huh.
And even some of the programs that do exist in some cases struggle because it is not your traditional business degree. You know, where people major in business or people major in sociology or people major in the sciences or education or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So in academia, it still is fairly new
mm-hmm.
in terms of you actually seeing the opportunity to earn a four-year degree or earn a master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
There's just not a lot of that around.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some institutions that are holding on to that,
okay.
and they are recruiting students, and students are earning these degrees, and they are going out into the field and working. And then what they're running into is that when they get there, there are not a whole lot of folks who have a degree
right.
in the field.
Mm-hmm.
So then they have to navigate, you know, how to work with such individuals. So, but it leaves a window of opportunity for education, training, workshops, seminars, opportunities to learn about leading and managing that is not attached to earning a four-year degree or earning a master's degree.
Okay.
So.
We're getting so much valuable information from Dr. Palmer today, but we're going to have to stop and take a break. But when we come back, Dr. Palmer will share information about her work in the nonprofit industry. You're listening to Community Inspirations with Dr. K, and I'm your host, Dr. K. You're tuned in to WDRB Media, the voice of the community, heard 24 hours a day on WDRBmedia.com.
Starting a nonprofit organization requires specialized knowledge. Our team at STC Consulting LLC provides first-class startup and formation consulting services. We can help you make a positive, lasting impact in your community. Call us at 336-252-4891 or contact us at www.stcconsultingllc.org. Again, that's www.stcconsultingllc.org. STC Consulting LLC, helping you bring the vision for your nonprofit to life.
Welcome back to WDRB Media, the voice of the community, and those streaming live through WDRBmedia.com and iHeartRadio.com. You're listening to Community Inspirations with Dr. K, and I'm your host, Dr. K. If you're just tuning in, I've been shining the light on Dr. Pamela Palmer, a distinguished nonprofit leader and educator in our local community. And I do want to appreciate you for taking time to be on the show today, Dr. Palmer.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's been our pleasure. So listen, in the last few moments, I'd like for you to take a little time to just share some parting thoughts with our listening audience. And also, if you would, give us information on how they can get in contact with you.
So let me start with contact information. I'm going to give my cell number because texting is a pretty quick way to get me to respond back. That number is 336-457-2207, 336-457-2207. And please text if you want to inquire with me after you hear the show. My email address is drpalmer, that's drpalmer.Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, at gmail.com. So that's drpalmer.Pamela@gmail.com.
Awesome. And I think we can find you on Facebook and LinkedIn. Is that right?
That is correct.
Awesome. Okay. So you can find her there as well. So just as a parting thought, what would be, I guess, your first recommendation to someone in the local community who has a concern about what their next step should be in preparing themselves to make a decision about either continuing to do the work as a volunteer that they want to do or starting a nonprofit?
I would say reach out to the North Carolina Center for Nonprofits website. And if you go to their site, you're looking for a document titled How to Start a Nonprofit. And in that document, you will find not only the initial steps, but you will find the steps necessary to walk you through the brainstorming phase of thinking about crafting a mission and a purpose for your nonprofit. And you'll also learn about some of the paperwork that's required, the documentation that's required in that document, and where you need to submit this information. So I would say that source is for the formality of a nonprofit organization. So I would start there and just educate yourself on what it takes and what it requires. You can also reach out to the North Carolina Center for Nonprofits if you haven't started a nonprofit already and inquire with them about what they might have available to support you. And I would definitely have you do that directly with them because they can speak for how that works and what you need to anticipate if you do reach out to them.
Okay, well, thank you so much again for being here. Listeners, before we close out, I do want to make one quick announcement. STC Consulting LLC is facilitating the four-part nonprofit development series at the Small Business Center at CPCC in Charlotte, North Carolina. The four seminars share valuable information on nonprofit startup and operations. The seminars are going to be presented live and online on Mondays from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in the Hall Building on the Central Campus in Uptown Charlotte. Registration is now open for all four classes, and you can go to the STC Consulting LLC Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, or Twitter pages for registration information. All seminars are free and open to the public. So listen, we appreciate you tuning in every week. I'd invite you to let other people know about the show. We're on every Friday, 10 o'clock a.m. on WDRBmedia.com. If you want to be a guest on the show, or if you want to let me know about other community leaders that we can include in our showcase, or you want free advertising, call me at 336-252-4891 or email me at communityinspirations.drk@gmail.com. You've been listening to Community Inspirations with Dr. K, and I'm your host, Dr. K, on WDRB Media, the voice of the community. Until next week, be brave, be strong, and do everything in love.